Are you looking to grow, to heal, to expand, to create more fulfilling and joyful life for yourself and others? Well, you are in the good company. Welcome to In the Good Company podcast. My name is Anna Malus-Kitzman, and I created this podcast to bring you stories of interesting people changing the world, but also to share tested on myself and others growth and healing ways and ideas, so we can all evolve together and have more fulfilling, more aligned, more joyful lives. Everything you and me put into this world is a direct result of who we became by simply embracing our healing and growth journey. I believe that when we heal, when we grow, when we embrace those journeys, each of us changes the world for better. I'm so very thankful you chose my company today. Welcome.
Hello, hello in the Good Company podcast. Anna Malus-Kitzman here with a weekly dose of inspiration, provocation, thought provocation, maybe provocation too. Inspiration, all with intention to have more for you and me, to have a more beautiful, more fulfilling, more aligned life. Not that they are not, but it's always good to explore and dive deeper. And there's always opportunity to make things better. Sometimes I have guests that are doing, did their inner work and are doing extraordinary things that I believe change the world for better. But this is a solo. And I have to be honest, I recorded it previously. But I have to record it because I listened and I shared too much information that could potentially get somebody in trouble. So I could not use that version. But this one will be about ayahuasca. The initial recording I actually did prior to doing ayahuasca ceremony, which I did recently. I am actually after it, but I want to start with this first part. So I'm going to do four parts. First part will be prior. I want to focus on why am I doing it, and some other details. And then part two is my initial recording. I believe it was like a couple days after, 24 hours after the ceremony. I really wanted to record it raw. And then the third part will be a couple of weeks after, when I really am able to digest. I think I'm week after right now. When I'm really able to digest, because what I notice is things are still coming. So ayahuasca, obviously, I don't have to explain to you. I'm not going to pretend that obviously I know in my head that the way, you know, I know that it's a sacred medicine, but I just want to read from description what ayahuasca is. So ayahuasca is a South American psychoactive brew traditionally used by indigenous culture and folk healers in the Amazon for spiritual ceremonies, divination, and healing a variety of psychosomatic complaints. Originally restricted to areas of Peru, Brazil, Colombia, and Ecuador, in the middle of 20th century, it became widespread in Brazil in the context of the appearance of syncretic religions that use ayahuasca as a sacrament. So, I am a curious person. As you know, I am an explorer. As you know, I am a traveler. And I always knew that I am going to try ayahuasca. Obviously, it's a big hype right now. I was not ready for several years. When I heard about it, I just felt like I'm not ready. I don't want to do it. You know, just because everybody else is doing it, I just felt deep understanding that I'm not ready. And then I think a year ago, I decided that I'm ready, but there were several conditions that I had to, I wanted to do it. So I really want to make sure that I am not going to, you know, leave my daughters for a week and go somewhere to Peru and Costa Rica. I want to make sure that my, you know, my daughters are close by and I can be with them after and not leave them for 2 weeks for a trip like that. I wanted to make sure that, you know, I do it with very professional people who, you know, who know what they are doing, who are experienced, because, you know, because of the hype of ayahuasca now and everybody doing it and, you know, in San Francisco and all these tech people, you know, to access different realms of their brain, soul, or whatever it is. Like, I feel like there is a tendency for those ceremonies to be done, you know, not properly and not, and you can read about it, not by people who are trained properly or who really have a pure intention behind this sacred medicine. Because I really had a feeling that it is something big and profound, and it's a very sacred medicine and ceremony. And I was right. But so I really want to make sure, like I said, that I'm not, I will not have to, like, you know, leave my daughters for a week and go to do something in the middle of the jungle. I want to make sure that they are close by. And I, besides like having experienced people, I wanted to make sure that the space will be beautiful, you know, like the, that it will be like not like a dungeon basement or something. I don't know. I heard different stories, read different stories. That it would be a beautiful inspirational space that I'm doing it, and people too. And you know how it is, through Grapevine, literally somebody reached out to me and said, if you are interested, and this is this is the place, these are the people, come over, meet first the people, see the place, make sure you are comfortable, but also they approve you, right? And that's what I did. So so I visited the place, I talked to people, you know, I found people who are experienced for 12 plus years, and I decided to do it. And, you know, I may be judged, you know, as a mom, again, my girls, I left them for literally 10 hours and then was back with them. Adam was obviously in charge. So it was kind of like a, you know, I haven't done my solo trip this year as I usually do, the, you know, the couple days solo somewhere in the middle of nowhere, which I love to do to reconnect with myself. So that was, I decided that's my solo trip. And oh my God, was it a long and intense and far away trip? Trust me. But I felt called. I really felt called. I called in. People call it sacred grandmother, the sacred medicine, and then she called me. She responded with literally providing me space, people, and all the conditions I needed. So in the part two, I will share my kind of raw recording. It may be a little wobbly, a couple days, I think 24 hours after the ceremony. And then actually there's one more part I already recorded, because the whole ceremony had two parts. So the whole podcast about ayahuasca, my ayahuasca experience, will have a total of four parts. So I hope you will learn something from it. I want to preface it with saying in each episode further, I say it, I do not recommend ayahuasca. I do not promote it. I think it's a sacred medicine. I think it's a sacred ceremony. I think it's a very personal decision. Always consult your doctor. Always consult. Make sure you, if you decide to do it, consult appropriate people, doctors, etc. But I wanted to share my experience, because I share with you what I did, and it was It was an incredible experience, and it, you know, maybe you will learn something from it. If you are thinking about it, maybe it will be a great learning experience for you. And as usual, some profound messages came through. So I also want to share that. Until the next time, until the part two of my ayahuasca experience, I'm sending you love and light.